If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Store's 4 Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors. And for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here. Mike Thompson
RV Super. From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals, later on today, Wink Martindale, our partner in crime, will be honoring the legendary Frankie Valli on one of his vintage visits this afternoon from 1 to 3 on the legendary, is that enough legendaries, Rick? 1340 AM. 92.3 FM, and now 101.9. But this isn't Frankie Valli's normal falsetto voice, so we're playing Stump the Hostess. So, Rich, you can help me. I've got Rick and Rich here, Joey pals, and no vodka. Okay, so this is Frankie Valli. Do you know the name of this song? I don't either. Wait a minute. That's the name of it. Let's guess. He sang, thank goodness, good singers guess. Sing the titles. I could have loved you forever. And a touch. Period. Okay, Frankie Valli, we know you listen to this show because you've done it. Pick up your phone. Return my call. Thanks, Rick. Rick. Oh, boy. And we resume our regularly scheduled program. Okay, Joey Pals, we've got a new Joey Pal we're all going to learn about. We say hello to Rich Gordon, right? Did I say it right?
Perfect.
Why couldn't you both be Rick? That's it. And the company's called A Fair Way Mediation Center, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, I know nothing. Tell me what that means.
So we are a lawyer by training, a mediator by choice. So instead of running off and hiring big, bad lawyers, we help people negotiate settlements for all kinds of cases, primarily in our hotspot, our divorces.
Yes.
So we keep people away from court, away from judges, allow them to be better, long-lasting parents for far less money and a lot quicker than traditional litigation.
But altogether legal, of course. Oh. You have to file everything and report it or whatever you call
right.
it.
We file all the paperwork on behalf of the parties. We do not take sides. As interesting as that may be, I have to be a neutral third party between them and keep the teeter-totter balanced.
And so I know mediation can apply to many areas, but you focus on divorce primarily?
That's what pays the bills.
Yes, I would think.
But we also do homeowners associations, landlords and tenants, estate matters when one of the parties feels they get cheated out of grandma's couch.
Feather bed.
Chair. Yeah. Exactly.
Grandma's feather bed.
And they need a place to kvetch. And so they come to me for kvetching. And it's just much more quickly, much cheaper, and as long as people are equally respected and heard. Only once in my career did a case go sideways. I had two lesbians in my office. One was the birth mother and the other one adopted the child. And the adopting mother told the other one, well, I have fallen in love with somebody else and we're ending this marriage. The mother took her head, the other one's head, and banged it against my office window, popped her eardrum, blood everywhere.
Oh, my.
And it brought back my football skills from college, and I got to take her down. But that's rare.
That's rare. Now, you made me think of something. Okay, if I understand this properly, you're taking people who basically on some level disagree about something, and you gave us all the different scenarios where you can come into play. Now, they need to agree on some level to abide by your mediation.
Right. Everyone winds up with a written contract. There's a monument that they have so that if there's ever a problem later, it is a legal contract that they're entering into.
Okay.
And they each have a say in the matter. Even if one of them is quiet and reticent, I make them participate because they have to say, do I want vanilla or do I want chocolate?
Chocolate. Oh, sorry. I overreacted.
You can't go to the restaurant and say to the waiter, what should I have for dinner?
I see.
You have to have a steak in the steak.
I had some experience with this when our courts got really overloaded and arbitrators and mediators were sitting in for judges. If you had a small claims issue and everybody would agree to have it mediated, you had to agree to abide by the finding of the mediator.
Right.
Well, so how do you...
That's almost arbitration. It's not a finding. In mediation, the people come up with the solution. I just tell them their options. You get one from column A and one from column B, and you can't have both.
The people decide.
Yes. The people united will never be divided. So with arbitration, each side puts on their case, and the arbitrator says, this is what the solution will be. I don't have that power. I don't want that power.
You don't want it.
I want the people to be responsible for their own decisions.
That's very grown up of you.
It took
Rich,
a while.
Rich, it's very grown up of you. Now, so when people come to you, maybe say I'm getting divorced, and I call you and I say, Rich, I'd like you to be my mediator for this. Do you contact my soon-to-be ex-husband, or do I ask him? Who brings all the parties together?
Great question. I find it a violation of my ethics. Yes, I have ethics to contact the other spouse, because that's solicitation of business.
Yes, it
and
is.
If you remember Paul Newman in The Verdict,
yes,
where he went out soliciting, as beautiful as he was, it was a no-no. So I ask the spouse who called me, please give my contact information to your spouse. And as we're sitting here today, in the last day, five new people called, and I told each of them, have your spouse call me. So far, one has called, and the other one may not.
See, so then I would call my ex-husband, whose name escapes me, and I'd say, Marty, this will save us a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Is how I would start.
Good start.
Yes. And say, you know, would you give Rich a call and see if he can guide us through this divorce? And then do they usually call you? You're saying one has out of the five so far.
But out of the grand scheme of things, most people do call.
At least start with that. You can
always
go pay for the real... For the real lawyer? What a terrible thing to say.
Thank you.
Because you are a real lawyer.
I are one.
You're not a chiropractor.
No.
That's another show.
Although that's a good thing to have.
Yes. Okay. Do you ever have people who say, we can't get along with you as a mediator. Will you come into our case as a divorce lawyer?
I don't do that.
Okay.
It's been a long time since I went into divorce court law. As a divorce lawyer. It hurts my heart.
Oh.
And when one lawyer is going against another lawyer, it's take off your pants and, you know, let's see what you got.
Yeah.
I just don't believe in that anymore, because most things can be mediated.
That's lovely. And as you said in the beginning, it's better for the family, whatever form the family takes. I know people who go crazy over their dogs or their piano in a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the gloves are off. So this, do you have an idea? Can you share with us what you charge for mediating a typical divorce case?
We take a retainer up front to buy so many hours of time. So we're asking now for a retainer of $3,500 and plus the court cost. And here in Riverside County, it's $450 to the court to begin
yes.
the case. So that buys 10 hours of time, preparation of the documents to start, and the beginning of the negotiations for what's called the marital settlement agreement, the divorce contract, which would cover the issues if children of custody, of child support, of spousal support, of the division of community property. Now, community property means things that were accumulated from the day you said I do to the day you said I don't. And so if they separated in May and he won the $1 billion, Mega Millions, she'd have no part of it.
That's right.
And so... But anything that was accumulated while they were, quote, married and had a community would be equally divided between the two of them.
It's beautiful common sense. Unfortunately, you're talking about life changes that cause people to get emotional.
Can I give you a quick story?
Sure. Quick story.
So a woman won the lottery for $25 million. And instead of going home and saying, hey, honey, we're rich, she served them with divorce papers.
Understood.
And when it came time to do her financial disclosure statement, she never put it down.
The $25 million.
Never. Divorce is over. She turns the ticket in. Well, she lives in little teeny town, and her picture was in the local paper.
Sure.
Husband says, hey, honey, you won that during the community property period. I won half. And she said, no, I'm going to keep it all. So he took her back to court and said, Your Honor, I'd like half. And the judge said, I'm really sorry, sir. You don't get half. You get it all because she committed fraud. Gasping is good.
Oh, my stars. Wow. Joey Pals, to continue the conversation with our new Joey Pal. I mean, if you're thinking about changing things that require legal guidance, and there are a plethora of them, we'll have Rich back, and we'll go through one a month. Because all our Joey Pals are always in trouble. What's your phone number, dear?
It is 760-227-5090.
And is there a website?
It is www.afairway.com.
F-A-I-R.
Right, fairway.
Way, like a golf fairway.
We try to do this in a fair way.
It's beautiful. Will you please come back and join us?
I would love to.
And we'll pick a different, you'll bring us a different application each month.
Be great.
Yes, love it. Okay. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.